The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 68. Fight the Good Fight. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 68.
善为事者不武。 善战者不怒, 善胜敌者不语, 善用人者为之下, 是谓不争之德, 是谓用人, 是谓配天, 古之极也。
A good soldier does not use mayhem. A good warrior does not show anger. A good winner does not contest. A good employer remains humble. That is called the virtue of non-contention. It is also called knowing how to use people and being worthy of heaven. It was the ultimate principle of ancient times. On the surface, it may seem as though Lao Tzu is giving advice to warriors, but his words are just as applicable to rulers, leaders, and to those in charge generally. There are clearly times when war and conflict have to be an option, although our philosopher has clearly stated in the past that he does not believe it to be the best way, rather to seek compromise and win-win situations. Mayhem is pointless, and certainly don't glory in it. It will ultimately be self-defeating by heightening the battle and prompting revenge. Likewise, anger should be a last resort, as it can cloud judgment and lead to rash acts. The best winners are the ones who do not set out to win at all costs. And a good employer remains humble and not high and mighty. More importantly for a good leader, Lao Tzu suggests, is knowing how to best use the people and resources that one has. In this verse, Lao Tzu is straying into the territory covered by Sun Tzu in his Art of War treatise. That was probably written several decades after Lao Tzu is said to have lived. Its 13 chapters are devoted to all aspects of warfare, military strategy, and tactics. Like Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching, it remains startlingly relevant to the way we live our lives today. But these works underline the preoccupation with warfare at this time. It was a great sickness that Lao Tzu clearly wished to cure. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.